Hey everyone, this is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas with another live devotional for you. And the title of this devotional is called The Red Sea. And we're going to be taking a look in the book of Exodus tonight. And we're going to be taking a look at the parting of the Red Sea. And we're going to read some passages of this. And then we're going to just kind of make it simple. And we're going to put it towards an application in our lives today. Okay? So if you have your King James Bibles with you, turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14. And we're going to start in verse 13. Now, really quickly to get some context of this. Israel has just left Egypt. They're just about to leave Egypt. And Pharaoh and his armies are following them. And they're at a spot where the Red Sea is in front of them, and you have the Egyptians pursuing after them, so they're kind of blocked in, so they have nowhere to go. Okay, so we're going to pick up from that point, and we're going to see what Moses says, and we're just going to kind of read through here a little bit. Okay, so it'll be Exodus 14. We're going to start in verse 13. It says this. It says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry land, the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left." All right, so have you ever been in a situation in your life where things seem really hard and impossible, and you were basically trapped between a rock and a hard place? Have you ever felt that, what are we going to do? How is God going to do this? What's going to happen? Well, if you have ever had those moments, okay, let me assure you, let me give you some encouragement that Israel had one of those moments. Israel was right in front of the Red Sea. They didn't know how they were going to get across. And they had the Egyptians following after them. And they didn't know what to do. And you know what? God provided, he made a way where there seems to be no way. God had parted the Red Sea so that Israel can cross on dry land. Let me give you assurance today that whatever you might be going through, even if it's between a hard place and a rock, God will always provide a way for you to cross. It may not be in the way that you think he will, but you know what? God is faithful, God is loving, and God always has a way and a path, even when things get tough. Let me give you a life example. You know, when I had moved into this apartment, I didn't know what to do. Okay, I didn't know what to do. I was kind of stuck between a hard place and a rock. There was one way that I honestly thought was going to be the way to go. And God showed me it wasn't. And you know what? I'll tell you what. It was God had provided a way where there was no way for me. And you know what? I'm here. I'm at where I'm at. It's been months. It's been a while since I've been here. And God has put me where I'm at. It wasn't me. It was all God. God gets all the glory for it. So I'm going to tell you something. God is no respect of persons. Okay? If God did that for me, if God provided a way out for me to be where I'm at, to where I'm at today, okay, God will do it for you. Amen? God will do it for you. And no matter what, God will always provide a way. He will always provide a way for you to get from point A to point B. Even if you don't know how he's going to do it, God always has a way. I want you to remember this. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. So I want you to meditate on that and think about that. And like I said, no matter what you're going through, you know, God has your best interest in mind. Amen. So I hope that was a blessing to you. I hope that you got something out of that. I wanted to keep it short. I want to keep it practical and keep it simple. Amen. So with that said, I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic evening. And we will see you on the next one. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.